Let's roll. It is a Monday and a hot day, 108. Basil's playing golf. I'm getting a tooth pulled and a partridge in a pear tree. Before we move on to our bit of the day with John Smith and all that other stuff, I want to take just a moment to do something very special for me anyhow. I want to wish a happy anniversary to a very special woman out there. She's been through and put up with all the good times and very, very low times her man has put her through. Partied with me, raised kids, worked hard, vacationed, knew a long time ago when the partying was supposed to stop, then helped her man stagger to his feet with the help of you two. I'd like to say happy anniversary to my wife, Karen.
Oh, happy anniversary. Wow, I did not know that.
Hello. Happy anniversary to you, my darling.
Well, I love you very much, and I wanted to make sure that we got that out there. And
how many years?
30.
Wow! Wow. Come on!
30
goodness.
Years today. So I played a little song for her, because God knows we've been through it all. Still struggle with it, but I couldn't be happier. This is for you, baby.
I appreciate it. I feel the same way, my dearest.
Well, just think that...
I appreciate my note. I wish I had time for me to read it on the air, but I would cry because it was amazing.
Well, I still got my good points. Thanks to you. You guys, all you guys, I still fight it every day, and it is a fight. Some days harder than others, but you three really raised me to a new level. And make me get out of bed every morning and come do this, and I appreciate that, but to hell with them, and happy anniversary to you, darling.
Well, happy anniversary to you, too, my dear. Would you like me to bring you your toothbrush you left?
Yeah.
All right, then I'll see you in a little bit.
I got to go get that tooth. Karen's like, when are they going to pull that tooth? And I pull out these horse pills, and she said, man, the antibiotics shouldn't hurt you. I said, hell, Mr. Ed couldn't swallow these damn things. They're that big. But it's I couldn't think of a better way to spend the last 30 years, and hope we got a bunch more to come.
Yep, me too. I know we do.
Happy anniversary, Karen. Come see
Thank
us, Karen.
You.
Come by, say
Thank
hello.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you.
I love you.
You.
All right.
30 Bye. Years. Bye-bye. That's a milestone. That's one of the big ones. That's one of the big ones.
So here's the funny part. I know it's 30. I know you got to dig in the pocket. You got to go to the well.
Yeah.
So I got together with my sister, Vicky.
Yeah.
And we picked out a diamond necklace and a diamond bracelet.
Wow.
And Vicky's like, you know, Karen has to wear scrubs every day, and I just don't know. And I'm not real good at picking out jewelry. So at the very last minute, I called Karen. And I said, I'm getting ready to go shop. And she goes, you know, we hadn't really sat down and talked about that. I want to do something special this year. And I said, I do too. I got it planned. And she goes, well, let's talk about it first. She goes, I think there's jewelry involved. And I just sense that. And she got home. She goes, the last thing in the world I want is jewelry. So we're going to go on a $1,000 shopping spree on the Redneck Riviera.
Oh, good.
That way she get what she wants.
Yeah.
I might get me a new recliner out of the deal, too. But happy anniversary to Karen, the love of my life, and as you guys know, the rock in my life.
Sure.
And, I meant what I said, but between her and you two, I couldn't have made it, and I appreciate it.
Well,
and,
so you take me shopping?
Yeah, I'll take you shopping.
How many are y'all? Are y'all 25?
No, we're a few older than that, yeah.
What? So you're 27?
8.
So you're coming up on 30.
Yeah, well, coming up.
You'll get there.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get there. Yeah, let's see. So right now it's Pearl for you. Actually,
well, see,
Pearl is the 30th?
She thought I was going to get her a string of pearls. I got her pearls
That's
about
the 30th?
7 years ago. So I thought about that. Vicky said, well, you already got her that. And I'm agonizing over this. My tooth is wrong, wrong. I said, but I got to get this done. I got to meet Vicky at a jewelry store and get this done. And thank God I didn't get them because she would have been happy, but let's get something that I want, that I really, really want. Right. She goes, I've thought about it with you two, and I don't know what you really want. I might go buy you some gaudy suit or something that you wouldn't wear. And so as unromantic as that is, that's what Karen and I are.
He did the note. The note is a power, especially not just a short note, but a just explanatory
note. It was handwritten.
I just got to thinking of all the things we've done from the time we got married and lived in Overbrook apartments and walked in a snowstorm down to the Mr. D's or whatever it was, grocery store, and bought a $1.79 steak. Wow. Cube steak, and took it back to our apartment, cooked it. My car blew up. We had one car. All the vacations,
I love those
kind of
stories.
All the cruises.
You think of where you started.
Well, I put in a note. I said, I'll never forget that night, magical night in August of 1981, that summer, hot summer night. I fell in love with that girl that night, the first time I saw her and saw the gardenia behind her hair. That's the same girl that I love today. And it was, it just came back to me. It just came back to me. It was one hot summer night. I was going to a party. I was going to try to hit on a married woman.
Right.
And Karen was there visiting them. And I was just like, I dig this chick. Wow. I really dig this chick. And went for a walk.
30 years later.
There we are.